This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Luka one-on-one against Max Christie, driving toward the bucket. Luka got there, throws up a reverse. Good, and he's got 40. 40 points for Luka Doncic in his return to Dallas.
That is Lakers radio with the call, and that is how we start the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden alongside. And last night was just a reminder how stupid Nico and the gaslighter in chief, Patrick Dumont, are. That's all it was.
Last night ended Nico Harrison's career.
I mean,
he wasn't going to stay here long. This is the kind of thing that I think nationally is such a public embarrassment. Everything that happened last night.
It would not stun me if he resigns today. If he just says, I'm out.
I'd be surprised if it was today, but I mean, I would not be stunned if it's right after the season. That's it. This, you have become a public embarrassment. And last night was just a bright light shone upon it. That coward, the way he stands in that tunnel and just looks on at every game after pulling the trigger on probably the most devastating single event that's occurred for Dallas sports fans. And the way they won't answer for it, the way that they continue to, like you said, gaslight and, you know, finger point and blame and look outwardly and refuse to take any sort of blame for what's occurred here. It was all on display last night, and just a wound that hadn't even healed over yet, you just ripped it open more. And it was bad. That was bad, from Luka seeing the tribute video and breaking down to just publicly being embarrassed with every time he touches the ball early, they're cheering for him. Every time he scored, yeah. That was a Luka crowd last night. We told people yesterday on the YouTube and the fan text and everything else, the handful of them who were like, oh, real fans will be cheering for it. Well, there weren't real fans in attendance last night then, because they were cheering for Luka, that entire arena.
A lot of them were, yeah. I had a couple buddies that were in the crowd. They said it was a very weird crowd. It wasn't electric.
We've never seen anything like that game last night.
No, but he was disappointed the crowd wasn't electric. And I was like, well, what do you want them to do? They can't root for their own team, right? And then Luka's not playing in, you know, a portion of the game. And he's not touching the ball at times to score in a portion of the game. So you have a very odd, they're not going to root for the Mavs. They're not going to root for the Lakers, but they are going to root for Luka.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to, I mean, he's going to take, you know, 20% of all the shots in the entire game both teams.
It was
like a Super Bowl atmosphere.
I genuinely don't think, like, not just here in Dallas, not just with the Mavericks, not just in the NBA, period, in sports, I don't know of a dynamic that existed like the one we saw last night.
Very odd. Very, very odd. But you know, the sad thing is that I'm more angry today. More angry today seeing his reaction.
I saw a lot of people yesterday who said this was almost worse than the trade night. This was almost worse than the night he got traded. Where it's dying. it's all on display. You get to see all the stuff that you probably didn't, you assumed, but you didn't get to see. Like, you probably assume he was sitting at home crying when he got traded. And yeah, you assume that he was devastated by it, and he was, I mean, just, he was, that was a guy who was a complete emotional wreck before the game. And somebody who clearly was beloved by the city. A fan told me last night while we were out in the plaza,
well,
had said that it's similar to the feeling of Luka being traded felt similar to them as the feeling you get when you're a kid, like you're 8, 9 years old, and the first time your best friend moves out of state. And you're like, it feels like the end of the world. It's like, I'm never seeing them again. Like, this was your favorite person, and they get moved, and the Mavericks managed to take, and that's the most unforgivable thing about this whole thing, they managed to take one of the very base level, core, stereotypical type of traumatic early life events for people, and they managed to evoke that in adults mm-hmm. with a single trade.
Yeah.
And then they won't stand up there and own it.
Nope.
And last night, they got everything they deserved. But it still hurt. We talked about what did you ultimately want to see? What did you want to get out of this night? What did you want to get out of this game? It was always going to hurt. I think it hit fans in a way last night, especially those who were in attendance, that they didn't quite anticipate how much that was going to be. Oh, it's cool to see him again. It's great to see him go off for 45, hit the over on his point total in the first half. It sucks that he's gone, though, and how real it is. Like, he's not here anymore.
It's doubly sucks. The fact that the tears showed this dude was never leaving. All the crap that they gaslighted us with oh, we don't know that he was going to sign here, or he didn't care. People who don't care don't break down into tears
mm-hmm.
over emotion, over like something like that. They don't break down into tears. They don't care. If they don't care, they don't care about that. So, like, that whole thing was a lie. It was a lie that he wasn't going to sign here. It was just, it just continued. It made it even worse. Last night was, if it possibly could have been worse, last night was worse.
You had a...
And the amount of fans that I saw, they were like, we're done. I'm done. I'll see you next year. I'll see you next year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that you're even getting to see you next year. I got, there were people.
I'll say for me. I'll see
you.
I'll talk to you next year.
There are people who tweeted at me last night who were just saying, like, we got one. I'll pull it up right now because I asked fans last night. I was like, okay, on Twitter, tell me what your general reaction is now that the game's over, what you thought. And we got one from Jay. He replied and said, only way I will be over this is to never watch another NBA game again. And that's what I intend to do.
Yeah. See,
there's a lot of people, I think it's just like, I can't watch the, like, Mike got to that point. Bassett. Yeah,
no one's going to actually do that. No one's actually going to do that.
I don't know, man.
People say that, I'm not going to watch football again. I'm not going to do this again. You always wind up doing it again because someone gives you free tickets. Someone, whatever, you're
scrolling
past a game.
But for a product that's already struggling, I mean, the Mavericks, we heard yesterday in the Tim McMahon piece, they're losing millions hand over fist with this deal. And they're losing sponsorship opportunities. And then, I mean, for you to go in an entire game, it's almost like ESPN was stunned. They kept waiting for the stamina to run out. For you to go the entire game with these chants reverberating through the building is insane.
Yeah.
That's the very end of the game. That's from Nick Harris's video. That's the very end of the game, and it's as strong as it had been all night. And you heard ESPN, Breen talked about it. Like, well, you wonder how long they're going to keep this going. I actually saw a Lakers fan last night tweeting that, you know, I would have cheered early on. I would have booed. I would have done all this stuff. But at some point, I would have just settled in and started cheering for my team. I don't know that we've seen a team lose their entire fan base for an evening like that in any sport.
Oh, well, they lost it for more than an evening.
Oh, sure, but I just mean the crowd rooting interest. Yeah. That was a Luka crowd.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
For sure. For sure. And it's deserved. You know, the Luka deserves the accolades and the cheers. And Nico deserves the Fire Nico chants. And Patrick Dumont deserves to see his entire organization, his empire, it being basically burned to the ground right before his very. This is Nero.
Yeah, he's fiddling. Yep. Or Nico Harrison's
Nico,
fiddling.
Nico's fiddling.
Every time they'd cut to him standing in that tunnel and just. I mean, seriously, I don't know how you can do that every game. You know how soft it looks. You know how weak it looks. That you just stand there hiding in your little troll tunnel and watching on as everything you lit on fire is now doing exactly what it does when you do that. Yeah, it burns to the ground.
It burned to the ground.
And you've got a bunch of people weighing in on the fan text already. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. 817 says, at one point, the broadcast turned the crowd noise down. Another 817 said, Luke was bringing me into basketball. I was a potential fan. Now I'm not. Somebody else says they haven't watched 972, haven't watched since the Luka trade. 903, I didn't have the stomach to watch the game. The Mavs threw him away and then treats it as if it was Luka's choice to leave. That was the bizarre energy surrounding last night. Was just how much it felt like a tribute to a player that had left in free agency. Rather than, you just set this on fire 2 months ago. This was you.
Yeah, they did it themselves. They did it to themselves. That at the end of the day, that's what happened. And that's what's going to happen. And the best way I saw it put last night was on Twitter. I said, I'm on IR. And that's exactly how I feel. I'm on IR for the rest of the year. They put me on the 60-day DL. And
IL. Come on.
Yeah, whatever. I'll see you in September. October. That's how I look at it.
It's one of those where I'm so aggressively against this franchise until they lose their GM and owner. Until that changes, it very much feels like, I said this when the trade first happened, I think I get the people who said, like, I can't forgive you for letting Landry go. Like, those people who had that take, who years later, I mean, there are still people today that were around for
they're
that decision.
They're still angry with it, but they went back. They went back and watched games.
Not all of them, though. And maybe they watched games, but they really did stop being fans. There are people who held that against Jerry and the organization forever, even through the three Super Bowls. They existed. And there are people who, the Mavericks, I don't think are ever going to win 3 and 4 with this group especially and some of the dumb things that they do.
Three titles and...
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
No.
And
no,
so,
absolutely not.
So if that's the reality for them, they're not even going to be able, even with the Cowboys having that as the reality and becoming the biggest brand in the sport, they couldn't win everybody back with that. It's the same thing. They're not going to win everybody back for that. Nico Harrison will be a name, a pariah in Dallas for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
and past his life. Yeah. This will be something that you invoke in sports talk media 60 years from now when he's gone.
Yep.
But, I mean, at least Anthony Davis can run wind sprints.
Yeah, he had 13. He didn't get hurt. On the good news is he didn't get hurt. That's the good news. And, you know, I bet you Nico was sitting there like through that entire game when Luka's sitting there scoring 45 points and lead his team to victory, that Nico was holding on to the... Well, you know, sometimes a little late getting up that floor, or he's just checks out of the play on offense just to get himself a breather. I guarantee you that's what he was looking at, because that was the only reason for him to make that ridiculous decision to trade him.
Other than they just hate him, they hate him.
Yeah, for whatever reason, like it showed last night that there is that they could not stand him. for whatever reason they could not stand him.
It's
a crying shame.
I'm sure you were following along with it the same way that I was, some of the stuff that was being said on social media last night. But, I mean, you had Dan, what's his last, is it Wojcie from the LA Times?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
W-O-I-K-E. He's a longtime LA Times reporter. I think it's Wojcie. But he said that he asked Luka about the, hey, what's this notion that the Mavericks seem to put out there about your work ethic and some of your habits? And Luka told him yesterday, they have no idea. I didn't end up here by mistake, you know? I worked my ass off to be here. So it's kind of, I would say, disrespectful, just sad that people say that. I will never understand it. And you watch him last night, mm-hmm. how committed he was to this city, and how important a lot of people think that is. When you're talking about you got to be the face of a franchise, you have to embrace the city on a real level that goes beyond just the sport. Which he does. Mm-hmm. He blew into town last night, and his Luka Doncic Foundation went to Cook Children's Hospital in Fort Worth and visited all the patients that they had worked with before. It's devastating the way that he embraced this city as his home, his American home. This was home. And you had these out-of-towners blow into town.
Yep.
With zero respect for the people who lived here and the people who supported it and the people who built that franchise and gave the middle finger to all of them. And that's unforgivable, and that's why they have to sell. They have to fire Nico.
They're not going to sell.
No, but they're not going to sell. Honestly, for this to ever be something that the city embraces again, ever, this city will not embrace this franchise again until Nico Harrison is fired and until Patrick DeMott and the Adelson sell.
If they're good again and they win, they'll get embraced. It's the reality of sports.
They're not going to be good again as long as Nico's calling shots like that, because they will always blow it up.
Well, I mean, look, he's made every right move until this one.
I don't think so.
Pretty much. I mean, his track record's pretty solid until this one. Now he's an idiot.
214, if people want to turn their back on the city, they're not real Dallas fans anyway. But that is Patrick DeMott and Nico Harrison. They turn their back on the city.
Yeah, they're not real. I mean, they're not real fans, I guess.
This wasn't about the sport. This wasn't about the sport. This was about being disrespectful, straight disrespectful to the people who live and work in this city.
Rangers avoid the sweep. Hits keep on coming, not just in the batter's box. Get into that coming up next on 105 Through the Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
2-1, Seager hits one in the air down the right field line, hooking towards the wall. That ball is just out of here, into the basket just above the ivy, and it's a multi-home run game for Corey Seager. A solo shot that just sneaks out, and the Rangers increase their lead. It's 6-1.
I do believe that is Jared Sandler with the call.
Dude, I like Jared's home run call. I really do. The out of here. But, like, if you're not sure as the ball's going out, it's okay not to do the home run call.
Just out of here!
It's it's hooking, and then it's like he had to transition from the foul call to gotta get the last. Yeah. That's fine. I love you, Jared. I know you're listening right now, and you're punching air.
I don't think he's listening.
Listening to me. Oh, he's always up playing his basketball, criticizing Jesse Holly's prayers at 5 a.m.
He's in Seattle right now.
Oh, but you know him. He's going to be up. He's going to be running around doing his, at the very least, he's, you know, rewinding on the Odyssey app.
He's rewinding on the app.
But
yes,
I do like that. He's like, oh, it's hooking for just out of
here. Just out of here. There we go.
I love you, Jared. You're doing a great job.
6-2 Rangers get the victory over the Cubbies as they avoid the sweep. And they got a really nice effort from Mally. That's as good as you're going to get. I mean, that's a tough spot. Cold weather, can't grip the ball. You know, you see a lot of pitchers. We saw a lot of Rangers the previous 2 days. That was a little bit warmer. But the previous 2 days, we saw a lot of Ranger pitchers, you know, kind of lose command a little bit. Fingertips get a little bit, dry and cold. And just
the whole finger or just the tips?
Just the tip.
Okay.
And, you know, 7 innings, 2-hit ball. That's how you do it, man. Terrible weather. And the wind was blowing out, too. Because I don't think the first Seager home run probably definitely doesn't get out of most parks on a normal day.
Mm-hmm.
That thing barely got out. I mean, they both really barely got out. But, you know, because it was funny I was on the way home. What?
It was funny.
Oh, yeah. I was on the way. I got my windows tinted yesterday. and I was on the way home from that. And I was listening to the game. And Sandler brought up that I think it was Josh Young's flyout was the longest hit ball that Imanaga had given up all year. And he had already given up a home run in the same game. Yet the fly ball he gave up was almost 30 feet further than the home run he gave up.
400-foot fly ball.
Fly ball by Josh. And then a 360-foot home run by Seager.
Boy, I will say that, by the way. You want to talk about, gosh, it makes such a difference when Josh Young's in the lineup.
Of course it does. I mean, he deepens the lineup.
But, I feel like there. We obviously know Corey Seager's your best player. We feel like Wyatt Langford is the up, which we'll get to Wyatt here in just a sec. You feel like Wyatt Langford is the up-and-coming superstar that you're going to get. You've obviously got Marcus Simeon, who's the leadoff hitter, and that's important to what they're doing, different things like that. Josh Young feels like the X factor in the lineup, where it's like if you're getting meaningful contributions from Josh Young, if Josh Young's healthy, this lineup just operates different. What was the – in 23, I seem to remember he was the one that when he was in the lineup, they were way above – and the games he missed, like in 23, yeah. I think they were a few games. I'm going to look
major
that up.
Major part of it. And you know, last year, major part of not being there. I think for absolute certainty, he is a tremendous addition to the lineup. And when he is out, you can absolutely feel the effects. Seager, maybe this was a breakout game for him. You hope. A couple of home runs. He had some pops coming in, but, you know, those, you know, who knows, right? Who cares if that 360-foot home run, this is one stat I hate. Well, it's only a home run in six ballparks. I don't care. They weren't playing in the other 24. What does that matter? I've never understood why that matters.
I think it's just like an analytic data point where you go like, okay.
Barrel it up, that matters. Like whether it's a home run in that ballpark today, because the wind is not always the same on every ballpark. I've seen infield singles get guys out of slumps. I don't care if it's a 360-foot home run.
By the way, 2023, the Rangers were 73-49 with Josh Young in the lineup. They were 17-23 when he was out.
Okay, that's a good little nugget there. Simeon, 1-for-4. Well, you know you're not having a great year when you go 1-for-4 and you increase your batting average. You know, like that's not the greatest start.
He basically tripled it.
Yeah, he's got to start barreling up, man. Maybe switch him and Higgy's bat and see if that works.
I was going to say, I did feel like telling Brett Boone yesterday when he was like, yeah, but Marcus Simeon's bat speed is still there.
Yeah,
it's like, you have not looked at Baseball Savant yet this year, Brett.
I'm pretty sure my freshman's bat speed's faster.
It's because we looked at it the other day. It was 67 miles per hour. Let me see what the updated number says on here. His bat speed is 67.8. That's in the 7th percentile in baseball.
Hey, it's not 5. Not the 5th percentile. It was the 5th the other day. Now
that's
it's
true.
The 7th.
He's moving on up. And
yes,
so though that's a good thing. Now, what you are getting from Marcus Simeon during this series here against Chicago is he was starting to hit the ball harder. So yep. that's again, we talk about some of the different analytic data points that exist. That's a big one that I think consistently shows if you're hitting the ball hard routinely, things are going to start falling for you eventually. And luckily, that's starting to be the case now.
TV broadcast seemed to think the wind was blowing in. I mean, it might have been. I thought it was blowing out. Well, I didn't think that ball was getting out at all.
I mean,
I suppose it could have been a crosswind.
Well, and it's not the factor there at Chicago, I wouldn't assume. But that used to be at the old Globe Life Field, the old ballpark. That used to be when the wind was blowing in was when the ball would shoot out. Because you get
right. Yeah, you know, Wrigley. If it's blowing in, it's blowing in.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was. I thought they said on the radio broadcast that it was blowing out. Because I heard the Seager home run on the radio.
I would trust Nadell and Sandler and Hicks. I would trust those three before Mike. You know,
I'll tell you this about Mike. I said this to you yesterday.
He has been great.
Look, and this is with all due respect to Tom Grief, who I think is fantastic, and I love Tom. I think Tom is exactly what you want out of a local TV analyst. He's relatable. He's soft-spoken. What are you filming me for?
I'm going to text this video to Mike. Go ahead, say it.
You know, Grief was relatable and soft-spoken, and I will defend him to the end of times. That the cookie bit was a good bit. It was good. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's exactly the local baseball broadcast is you need to appeal to grandmas, grandpas, and kids.
But
Mike Bacsik is without question the best Rangers analyst on TV we've ever had.
Oh, you hear that, Mikey?
It is not. I mean, the debate
no comprende
is over.
You've been good.
And I might be a little biased. I like Mike, but the debate is over, man. Like, he sees the game, steps ahead. He's got a voice, authoritative. It's not even close. I watch a lot of baseball around the country. I watch a lot of Met games. I love their booth with Keith and Ron and Cohen. I watch a lot of Yankee games. I think David Cohn's fantastic. I see a lot of Dodger games.
Mike loves it. You can hear, too, he loves baseball.
If Mike was the analyst for the Mets and Ron Darling was here, Mike's on TBS.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
And not Ron. There's no difference. Same with David Cohn. Like they're all great.
Ron Darling has better hair.
Darling's got much better hair, man. Mike's great though.
Mike has been very, very good. And so, I hate to say that.
I know
he's sitting there fist pumping right now, loving it. But yeah, he's been very good.
I actually texted him that the other day.
Look at you. That's so sweet.
He's been fantastic.
We did get some bad news yesterday in regards to the Rangers, though. We were waiting on that Wyatt Langford MRI, and he is now going to have a 10-day stint minimum on the IL. He lands there with an oblique strain, which this is what you were concerned about was an oblique strain because those can be pesky.
They can be pesky. They happen. Cold weather. This is why you can't be playing games in April in Chicago. There's no reason for that. That's how guys get hurt, man. That's how guys get hurt. But it's and that stinks because these things. I know it's the 10-day, you know. But would I expect him back in 10 days? I mean, it's like why bother? Why risk it?
Yeah. Now, how much is?
Because like, you need him.
Josh Young, for instance, apparently didn't need 10 days when they put him on the. They just had to do it for a roster move.
Yeah.
Like, basically, just for roster jumbling, they couldn't afford to just have him resting. They needed to put him on the IL. I wonder if that's similar to what they were just looking at with Wyatt. Is just, hey, we got to put him on here to kind of juggle the roster a little bit. But, because Wyatt said he wasn't overly concerned with it. The Rangers didn't sound overly concerned with it. Now, this is a franchise that is known in the Chris Young era, I feel like, for being one that just is not going to tell you the truth about injuries. They're the kings of, it's not that bad. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, they're shut down for the year?
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening with Wyatt Langford. But
no, I would err with him on the side of caution. He's eligible to come back on, what, the 20th? I mean, I would just look at the schedule, see how it works. Do you really need him before May 1st? See how you're playing.
Ooh.
It's 10 more days. By 8 more games. Do you really need him? Like, yes, you do really need him, but like, would you not rather have him get this thing to 100%?
I mean, as long as they hit like they did yesterday, sure, he can rest. But I mean, gosh, what was it? I looked at the numbers yesterday. I think it's over the last 39 games, if you go back to last season, he's got like 13 home runs. I mean, he's on a 50 home run pace over his basically a quarter of a season. He's been really, really
that
good.
40-1 MVP ticket. I mean, I want him back as soon as possible.
By the way, we didn't mention it in the first segment. How much were you just pissed at the lack of good looks for Luka in the second half with your 50-point ticket?
Well, pretty upset about it. I mean, I hit the 31. I hit the over 31.5. That was just even money. I was looking forward to the 6-1 I got on the 50-plus points. That would have been nice.
325. OMG, you just boosted Mike's ego 100 times.
I did. But he deserves it, man. He deserves it. I'll tell you that. It's Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Oh, baby, they are on the course. They let the patrons in. I can't say fans.
No, you can't.
No, I can't because I still want to be a member. But I can't even say I want to be a member. If you even say you want to be a member, you'll never be a member. So I can't even say that.
I think in order to be a member, you have to say you thought Kendrick Lamar's halftime show was just really distasteful and disgusting. So just make sure you get that quote
out there.
I'm sure
somebody, I mean, is it Roger? Roger's a member. I'm sure he loved Kendrick's halftime show. So there you go. What is coming up next in the payload?
Guys, you won't believe what items were left behind in an Uber. Plus, we also talk about how Detroit continues to suck. That's right, Jake Rima. That's next on The Fan.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
Oh, baby.
Had to be done. Look, I mean,
I think it'll be done today.
My night was ruined so much last night. I can't even start my segment with my generic. That is right.
Oh, that is that that's is true. Right. Yeah. Man, that's how I much could. Nico has destroyed things.
Dude, I'll admit it. I'll admit it. And I don't care if I'm called soft because I think a lot of fans also had this way, diehard Mavs fans, but I teared up watching Luka cry because that was real man tears right there. That wasn't just the emotions overtaking the moment right now. That was, I wanted to be here for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that was
it. That hurt me so much because those tears, he was trying to fight back so much. And I knew it was going to happen because I don't know if you guys saw, but when the video was about to play, he called something. He said, hey, throw me that real quick. It was a towel. Mm. I think he knew he was about to just burst with tears. So.
I'll tell you this. I think there's a non-zero chance Nico just quits today.
He has to, man.
He's been so defiant,
though. He's been
so defiant.
I think he's such an egomaniac that he might just stick around for the end of his contract.
That's why.
Yeah. And he might not even resign at all. I am fascinated to see if Kidd retires. I'm sorry, just quits this offseason. Steps down.
Man, I guess it would just come down to how much did he really know and how much was he really against it.
Yeah, because that would show how against it he was if he just is like, hey, I'm out of here.
Yeah, man. Like I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
Well, guys, let's hope Nico gets left behind in like an Uber or something, the Lost and Found, because Uber has released their 2024 Lost and Found Index from last year. These are items that were left behind during Uber rides that drivers report. When we've all lost, you know, or we've heard of people losing, you know, keys, wallets, phone, the generic items.
Mm-hmm.
But this list was quite interesting, quite unique. The unique items that were left behind, and they included... And stop me when you've heard this before. A 5-gallon bucket of beans was left behind.
I could see that. Yeah, I mean, I always care about five gallons. Yeah,
you know, why not four? You know, five.
Maybe they don't come in four.
I will say if you need to use an Uber to like take you to the grocery store because your car's and then you got a bunch of groceries and you forgot the 5-gallon bucket of beans you set on the floor or something. I could see it.
Yeah, I guess if you work at like a restaurant and you were told, hey, go to the store and get this, this, and this. And one of the things that you went and got was a 5-gallon bucket of beans. I can see that.
Yeah.
I just can imagine the scene from The Office, Kevin, dropping the chili pot. Like, I could just see that happening to someone. Because what's that cleanup fee going to be? I mean, that's beans. I think that's worse than throw up.
You would rather clean up just random amount of vomit versus, or just a normal amount of drunk girl vomit on a Friday night. You would rather clean that up than 5 gallons worth of beans?
5 gallons is a lot.
It's a lot, but did they spill or they're in the bucket?
No, they're in the bucket. I'm just saying, you know, if it did spill.
Yeah.
What was also left behind last year in Uber rides, fresh breast milk. Fresh.
Cambodian?
I'm not sure, but fresh is different than just breast milk.
Come on. You have had a bad week of catching my references. That is a Chappelle Show reference. I want pure Cambodian breast milk.
I never saw it.
Gosh.
Guys, a chainsaw.
I mean, I've seen the show, but I don't remember that episode.
A chainsaw was left behind. You know, some blue-collar guy was just trying to get from point A to point B with a chainsaw, left it behind the Uber ride. Now, how do you leave that behind and not realize, you know, you walk into the ride with it and then leave without it? I'm not sure, but
yeah, because I would think if you have a chainsaw on your person, you have a very distinct purpose for the chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking the rideshare to use the chainsaw, or you're taking it home for what you just used it on.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think you would want to bring it with you, and if you did anything nefarious with it, I mean, you absolutely want to keep the evidence.
Do you think OJ would have Ubered back? If he did that, if that was something that happened today. No, do you think he would? Do you think he would have just called an Uber instead of potentially like banging his head on the back door and having Cato Kalin hear it? Do you think he in modern times, he would have had a quicker getaway with an Uber?
I don't think so. Now they get your footprint.
It's true. Now they have all the forensic file stuff.
Yeah.
Guys, we had an Uber that had 15 hookahs left behind. I guess that was Luca's Uber ride to the airport.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Going from Dallas to LA.
I don't get the hookah thing.
Okay, so I get I never enjoyed it, but I do get the, like, I wouldn't take part, but sitting in the group, if a group of you goes, and it's like, oh, we got these flavored hookahs or whatever, it's BYOB, we're all in here drinking, it's just a hangout thing. It's kind of like
communal.
It's communal. Thing. Yeah, so, I mean, I kind of get that aspect of it, but yeah, the actual activity, I don't understand.
Guys, someone's Ozempic was left behind. I guess this might have been San Antonio.
Probably Charles also, Barkley. Luca.
Wow. Yeah, probably also.
Clearly not taking it, Nico.
And then last thing here, 10 live lobsters. Not one, not two, not three. LeBron, Dwayne Wade, 10 that's live.
Good, yeah, that's a good one. Very good. I got four dead lobsters yesterday.
How?
Sean. Sean sent me a Wild Fork. Sent me a delivery. A little wedding gift.
Look at that.
Four lobster tails. Frozen. And he had like 3 pounds of a tenderloin. I got like the whole leg of a cow.
Goodness.
And shrimp. Steaks.
Are you a big seafood sea bass guy?
Oh, we eat seafood 5 nights a week.
Hmm.
The mercury poison is just piping through me. That's why I didn't get your references today. I have mercury poison.
And I just want to know, because look, we have a large Uber audience from the Tolos. Any Uber drivers have an experience like this where you just, you know, you let someone off and you look behind and just see 10 live lobsters, baked beans?
Have y'all ever left anything in an Uber? I don't remember ever leaving something of my
gosh.
Own.
Gosh, yeah, it really bad. We we drove to Austin, one of the worst trips I've ever had. Drove to Austin with my brother-in-law to see the 1975. And we got down there, we got to the hotel. Everything went wrong with that trip. I had booked the hotel accidentally for the day before, so when we arrived there to check in, it was like, no, your reservation was for yesterday, so I had to pay for two nights. Bunch of different things went wrong. We were right up front. We ended up having to leave because my brother-in-law shared some of his substances down there.
What do you mean?
He shared it with a 90-pound girl who was overheated and then fainted and then got accused by everybody in a very angry pit of lacing it with something. It was a bad trip. But the worst part of that trip was I accidentally brought the rental car keys with me in the Uber as we were going because we're going to drink. And I left them in there and I didn't realize it until hours later. And it took me a while to figure out how do I get in contact with this guy to see if he can bring him back. But he did. He brought him back at like 1 a.m.
How did you get in contact with him? Were you able to text him still?
There was like this, you had to go through this backwards like mediator that Uber has and they would contact him and try to get in touch with him and eventually it worked. But yeah, that was going to be the cherry on top. I was like, okay, after all this, I now lose the rental car keys.
All right. It's the payload every Thursday at this time. And guys, look, we've all been affected by food poisoning one way or another, you know, and this is for Jake Rima because this is a shot at Detroit. This was Cody Bellinger of the New York Yankees. The other day, he had a bad case of food poisoning right before his game because of chicken wings he had at a hotel in Detroit. Look, Detroit doesn't have good water or chicken wings, apparently. Thanks a lot, Jake.
Pizza.
or a lot of things.
That's terrible, right. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right. But thank goodness our buddy Chris Russo had an alternative meal for Cody Bellinger to have instead of the chicken wings. Listen to this on his radio show.
Cody Bellinger got sick on some chicken wings. You know, Cody eating them. Why would you have chicken wings from a hotel? That's the, you know, make yourself a grilled cheese sandwich and call it a day. I mean, geez. I mean, he got sick on a grilled cheese tomato on some potato chips and a glass of milk. That should carry you as far as that is concerned.
Did he say grilled cheese on potato chips on a glass of milk?
He threw in the tomato. I think he meant to throw soup at the end of tomato, but he just said grilled cheese with tomato, potato chips, and a glass of milk. The milk threw me off.
The milk threw me off, and the whole make yourself a grilled cheese. Does he have a stove? Did you bring a hot plate with him?
I bet these professional athletes, they stay at nice hotels.
They all stay. I think the league rule is you got to stay at a 5-star.
Yeah.
It has to be a 5-star
hotel. Stars have?
I mean, like, I don't.
Burners?
I don't think so.
No, I can't remember. Like, usually the ones that have burners are like the extended stay ones.
You stay in with the Cowboys. You stay in the same hotel they do?
Yeah.
And those are usually 5-star.
I don't know if they're 5-star. They're always nice. I don't know if they're exactly 5 stars, but they're nice.
Yeah, I would doubt they have a burner there.
I've never seen one. By the way, I will say, bad take from Russo, because the Lowe's Hotel here in Arlington makes some great wings.
Really?
Holy, that's a good pregame spot. If you just go into that bar that's downstairs in the lobby area, they make great wings.
I am surprised with, I mean, a professional athlete just, I wonder how common it is with the, just ordering room service, just getting the food from the hotel.
I would imagine every night.
Really? You think they get tired of going out and about and, I mean, I guess to get bugged in public?
I assume they get done with the game. It's 11 o'clock at night and they're hungry. And they go to the room and they get room service.
I would say a lot of the, I don't know. It feels to me like just kind of anecdotally looking around the hotel when we're on the road with the Cowboys, like maybe half of them go out for dinner, but the other half will just order something.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, I don't want to go anywhere. Like they'll just deliver to the room. I don't want to go out.
Yeah. Especially if you're like certain teams, if you're the Cowboys, if you're the Lakers, if you're the Yankees, like you can't go anywhere.
The city matters too.
Like they're in Detroit.
So in New York, a lot more of them, I think, go out and just like, oh, there's a restaurant here. Let's all go out as a group. So yeah, Detroit, I mean, you can't go out without a police escort.
I mean, I would rather take the risk on chicken wings from Detroit or any city that you name in the United States than a grilled cheese with milk.
The milk threw me off. I don't get the milk. I don't get the milk.
Is Russo, I mean, what, he's from Jersey, Northeast. I mean, maybe, is milk a big thing there you eat with a grilled cheese sandwich?
I don't know.
You have a Reuben sandwich with a glass of milk?
I haven't had a glass of milk in 40 years, 35 years.
Wow. Why?
Because I'm an adult.
Do you still eat cereal? I do. But do you?
I do not eat cereal with milk.
What do you eat it with? Just dry?
Oh, just my hands. Dry. Yeah, I just eat my hands, throw it in. Right out of the box.
What a waste.
No.
What a waste, dude. The milk is like crucial.
I'm an animal.
Dry cereal's fine as like a little snacky thing, but milk in cereal just hits.
I'm an animal. I don't have time for that. I have one speed. Go. I am always focused on the next task.
Guys, last thing here. Look, we're big fashion people, especially Bobby Bell.
Big time.
To his brother's wedding. Society is banning the t-shirt from nice restaurants. These solid color tees that you can wear with jeans. I have a couple solid color tees that I've been getting into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some black shirts, brown shirts. And, you know, you throw with the khaki pants or jeans, some nice shoes, and it's a good fit. But society is banning that look from nice restaurants.
You know, I have noticed that they are really, and I've seen articles about restaurant owners saying, yeah, you know, we don't even enforce our dress codes anymore because, like, we'll just find a table in the corner for you. We don't want to turn people away.
That's right.
And
don't turn anybody
it
away.
It does suck that we've gone so, I like it because it's more comfortable, but it also, we've lost some of the charm of dressing up. I've been told that, like, we're going to Europe for their honeymoon.
Well,
I've been told they can spot an American over there based on what they wear. They'll wear sports gear. Yep. Like all the clothes I'm not bringing any, like athletic wear.
Because you don't want to be spotted as an American?
I want to blend.
RJ, I'll give you a heads up here. A little tip going into Europe.
Give me a tip.
They do not tip over there.
I've been told.
No pun intended.
I've been told.
But they will, if they know you're American, because they did this to me and my family when we went over there, they'll put like a service fee at the bottom. They'll say, oh, and then you can give us a service fee. They just call it a service fee or whatnot. Don't fall for it. They do not, because they get paid a lot more over there. They get paid, you know, hourly or whatever their wage.
Okay.
So don't fall for the service.
Apparently the service is very different. By the way, I saw a TikTok that it was like service at a restaurant in the U.S. versus Europe. And the U.S. one was like, obviously, how's everything tasting? How's it? And just like, it's good. But then they showed them and it's like, where do I find a server? Like, I need my check or whatever. Like that they are not as attentive and on top of things.
My buddy Ricky.
No ice in the water. No ice in the water either out there.
I don't mind that. I'm a lukewarm water guy. My buddy Ricky texted. He goes, be prepared for 3-hour dinners.
Oh, because of how slow the service is?
It's the way it is. Be prepared for a 3-hour dinner. I can't stand. I want to be in and out of there in an hour. I hate 3-hour dinners.
Yep.
I can't stand it. There's the payload here on 105.3. The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden alongside. It's Sean and RJ. I get you set for the Masters today. They are about to be on the course. Albert Breer says a major change is coming to the NFL. It's the 7 o'clock hour next on The Fan.